Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, July 15th. Currently with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.92, and the dew point is 64 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Wheat harvest is around 70% done in the Ellis County area, with a concern on the horizon.
Weeds and more weeds are expected due to recent rains. Cottonwood Extension agent Stacy Campbell says spray ASAP.
It's best to go ahead and pull the trigger as soon as you can. If you just wait and think, I'm going to let some more weeds come up, the cochon, other weeds are just going to get bigger, and it's going to be a bigger problem. Also, highly encouraged to use a herbicide that's going to have some residual.
Campbell adds that a combination of herbicides is the best approach. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The owner of Anna Latha Business pleaded guilty in federal court to her role in a money laundering conspiracy to transfer the proceeds of heroin and methamphetamine trafficking to Mexico. The Hutchinson Post said Anna Lilia Leal Martinez pleaded guilty to her role in the conspiracy between May 2020 and September 2022. She owns Imogen Leal and Olathe and is one of 44 defendants. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When the to-do list is long, an average skid steer won't cut it. Prairie Land Partners has your solution. The John Deere G-Series, built to break the mold with pushing power and leverage to carve out piles and handle large loads. For a limited time, apply for 0% interest on select skid steers during the summer model year closeout. Hurry, offer ends July 31st, 2024. Some restrictions apply. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Treasurer's Office is launching an effort to educate people on common phishing scams, as BanksNeverAskThat.com has been launched with the help of the Office of the State Bank Commissioner, the Kansas Bankers Association, and the American Bankers Association. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson said in recent years, fraud has become a costly financial crime committed by scammers, so they're excited to partner with Kansas banks to share this information, helping Kansas's citizens stay in control of their finances. The site has easy-to-learn lessons on how to identify common scams by text, phone, and email, and games to help reinforce those reminders. Johnson said people targeted by these types of scams should try to look out for a number of red flags, and these could be odd grammar or misspellings, suspicious senders, scare tactics, or unexpected attachments. You should never click on anything in these messages or reply with any personal information. And most importantly, the groups remind everyone that your bank will not ask for personal information like Social Security numbers or passwords over the phone. You can report any suspicious activity to the Kansas Attorney General's office. Rural roads account for more than 115,000 miles of Kansas's nearly 139,000 public road miles, and according to the Kansas Department of Transportation statistics, 242 people lost their lives in rural road crashes across the state, compared to 143 urban traffic fatalities last year. This accounts for 63% of the 2023 crash deaths statewide. To bring attention to the matter, Governor Kelly has announced that the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition are launching the annual Rural Road Safety Awareness Week, and the campaign will take place July 15th through the 19th. Governor Kelly said raising awareness of rural road safety is critical to saving lives, and this safety campaign emphasizes the importance of following the rules of the road to reduce risks for all drivers, occupants, and surrounding motorists, especially on rural roads. The week-long observance is part of a nationwide campaign spearheaded by the National Center for Rural Road Safety, and the theme for this safety week is Life Between the Lines, Preventing Rural Roadway Departures. Improved driving behavior and avoiding rural roadway departures are keys to traffic safety. A roadway departure crash occurs after a vehicle crosses an edge line or a center line. Head-on collisions are possible when a vehicle enters an opposing line of traffic. Rollovers and impacts with trees, utility poles, or other objects are also common when a vehicle crosses an edge line. For more information, you can visit the National Center for Rural Road Safety website at ruralsafetycenter.org. In August, the Kansas State Board of Education plans to finalize perimeters of a 30-member task force that would be formed to develop policy recommendations on non-academic use of cellular telephones by pre-kindergarten through 12th grade students while at school. In public and private districts across the United States, officials are limiting or banning smartphones in classrooms to minimize distractions from academic obligations and to lower stress and anxiety among students. Some schools forbid students from accessing phones throughout the day, while others deprive students of devices during class time. State Board of Education Chair Melanie Haas of Overland Park said it's going to take a concerted effort to address the amount of time Kansas's children spend on their own devices during instructional time. And she said that as parents and elected officials, they need to help children use technology and social media in safer, more beneficial ways. Randy Watson, the State Commissioner of Education, was given the job of forming a task force that includes at least two state school board members, students, classroom teachers, administrators, and other education representatives. And he suggested that co-chairs could be a student and a principal. Watson anticipated the State Board of Education would ask the task force to provide a framework for state policy or guidance for school districts to address the issue. And state board members plan to determine at their August meeting boundaries for the task force. The report would be due in late 2024. Watson said he would like the task force to present their recommendations to the board by November, no later than December. And in addition to addressing how Kansas's children are using their digital devices for non-academic purposes while they're in the classroom, they also need to take a hard look at the impact social media is having on children's mental health. In Nebraska news, a Lancaster County judge issued an arrest warrant on Friday for a man accused of buying a vehicle with a stolen identity. According to court records, 26-year-old DeCarlos Haynes of Lincoln was supposed to be in court on Thursday. However, he failed to appear, and Judge Timothy Phillips then moved the hearing to Friday, though Haynes was again a no-show. So Judge Phillips signed a warrant for Haynes' arrest and revoked his bond. Police reported that on May 8th, a man discovered that someone had used his name, photo ID, and Social Security number to buy a car. An arrest affidavit alleges that Haynes used the man's identity to buy a $14,900 Jaguar XC from Los Amigos Auto Sales near 17th and M Streets. He's been charged with identity theft, resulting in a loss of $5,000 or more. Two people were rescued Thursday after being stranded in a Nebraska river. First responders were dispatched at 5:30 p.m. to the Middle Loop River Bridge just south of St. Paul for a water rescue. And St. Paul is about 20 miles north of Grand Island. When the officers arrived on the scene, they found two swimmers under the bridge. And officials said St. Paul officers and Howard County deputies threw out a rescue device. A woman grabbed on and she was pulled to safety. And two St. Paul police officers then jumped into the river to rescue a boy. Police said after a brief struggle in the current, the officers were able to pull the child to the shore. One officer was taken to the Howard County Medical Center for precautionary reasons and has since been released. The deadline is approaching fast for a group gathering signatures to repeal a school choice law in Nebraska, as Support Our Schools Nebraska has until July 17th to collect 62,000 signatures to put the issue on the ballot. The bill, signed by Governor Pillen in April, provides $10 million a year in state funding for scholarships for private school students, and Support Our Schools believes taxpayer dollars should be used to strengthen public schools. Karen Kilgarn, a volunteer, said if you're draining public funds to pay for private schools, that means less money to support public schools where 9 out of children go. Senator Lou Anne Limehan introduced the bill and said the problem is private schools can't raise enough money for scholarships for everyone, especially low-income students. The one group that they're leaving out is low-income people, according to Limehan. She said you can have school choice. You can either attend a private school or attend public options, or you can move to the school district you believe is the greatest school district, but you can't do that if you do not have the funds. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Crisis Center Incorporated, along with Kansas Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, have announced the rebranding of the 24/7 Kansas Crisis Hotline for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault to Safeline Kansas. This initiative aims to raise awareness and increase visibility of the crucial resource for victims and survivors of sexual and domestic violence in Kansas. Safeline Kansas offers support at any time, free of charge, and is completely confidential. Individuals can reach out by text or phone, ensuring that help is always within reach, and the service provides comprehensive resources from emotional support and safety planning to practical resources, such as finding your local sexual assault advocacy agency for help in creating a plan of hope and survival. Individuals in need can immediately and confidentially access Safeline Kansas by typing the word SAFE to the number 847-411 for the text line, or by dialing 1-888-363-2287 for the toll-free live answer phone line. For more information about Safeline Kansas, you can visit safelinekansas.org. The Norton County Sheriff's Office wants to remind the community that their office was recently made aware of a Medicare phone scam where the caller informed the person that they called that they were from a Medicare health agency, reportedly to check to see if the citizen had received their new Medicare card, and the caller then tried to offer for purchase medical items that the person didn't want or need. Norton County Sheriff Troy Thompson wants to remind everyone in Norton County that phone scammers will try to take advantage of just about any person, regardless of their age. And everyone needs to educate themselves about giving out personal information over the telephone or the internet. Sheriff Thompson said Social Security and Medicare employees will never make an unsolicited call for any reason to ask for banking or credit card information or for a Social Security or Medicare card number. You must treat your Social Security number and Medicare number like a credit card. Protect your Medicare number and your Social Security number. Guard your Medicare card like it's a credit card. Become familiar with how Medicare uses your personal information. If you join a Medicare health or drug plan, the plan will let you know how it will use your personal information. Check the receipts and statements you get from providers for mistakes and call your provider's office if you think a charge is incorrect. The person you speak to may be able to help you understand the services or supplies that you have, or they may realize a billing error was made. And Sheriff Thompson also reminds everyone that Medicare will never call you to sell you anything or visit you at your home. Medicare or someone representing Medicare will only call and ask for personal information in limited situations. That includes when a customer service representative from 1-800-633-4227 calls you after you've called and left a message, or a representative said that someone would call you back. And if you filed a report or of suspected fraud, you may get a call from someone representing Medicare to follow up on your investigation. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on Tuesday, July 9th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, Dale Jacobson, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant, and one member of the public. The June meeting minutes were approved. The Director, Mr. Goslin, provided a child care update and mentioned that architects have visited the premises with the conceptual redesign is in the works. Regarding the East Site development, Dallas notified the board that they are still waiting for approval from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, but he said he thinks it's merely a result of their offices being currently inundated. Mr. Goslin also announced that Norton has been awarded a cost-share grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation to assist the construction of streets at the East Side development, and City Administrator James Maru will be contacting the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to see what movement he can make. Dallas then advised the board that he would be finalizing the reorganization of the Norton Economic Development Corporation. A discussion took place regarding an updated housing assessment tool, as well as an updated child care assessment, in which they will partner with the child care specialist to assess the needs for all of Norton County to also include Lenora. The next topic was related to the upcoming visit by Governor Kelly, in which she will be going to the Norton Correctional Facility to tour their industrial site and making a stop by the East Site development. Finally, there was a brief discussion regarding the police recruitment fund, and a motion was made and passed to approve its usage for an incoming employee. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:13 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 103 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 69 and a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It should be mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 92 and the chance of precipitation is 20%. And on Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 63. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast on Wednesday. There's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. On Saturday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 86. And on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with fair skies, it is 79 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.92. The dew point is 64 degrees. And the current heat index is 81 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals lost the series to the Red Sox 2-1 over the weekend. Friday night, Cole Reagans got the start going 7 innings, giving up 4 hits, 1 run while walking 1 and striking out 7. A homer each from Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez helped as the Royals won 6-1, and they went 3-for-6 with runners in scoring position in the contest. Saturday afternoon, they were blanked 5-0 as Seth Lugo had a rough outing, only going 5 innings, giving up 10 hits, 5 runs while walking 1 and striking out 10. The team was 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Sunday afternoon, they fell 5-4. Brady Singer got the start, only going 2 2/3 innings, giving up 8 hits, 4 runs while walking 1 and striking out 3. The bullpen combined going 5 1/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 1 run while walking 1 and striking out 5. Offensively, Salvador Perez and Adam Frazier hit homers, but that wasn't enough as the team was 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Royals are now 52-45 and begin the All-Star break as Bobby Witt Jr. hits the home run derby, and Witt, Perez, Reagans, and Lugo are all in tomorrow night's All-Star game. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6. And aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by Nick.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. A disturbance is rotating around a high-pressure system that is anchored over New Mexico. That is producing some thunderstorms in western Kansas this morning. The eastern two-thirds of the state are quiet with a few high-level clouds, but the entire state of Kansas is going to be hot and humid today. Temperatures running well above average with a heat advisory, meaning readings will be between 105 and 110. That's what it will feel like, certainly outside. The frontal boundary is going to be pushing through Tuesday night. Thunderstorm chances increase, some severe, with cooler temperatures by the latter half of the week. Sunny today with a high temperature around 101 degrees in northwest Kansas. Mostly sunny today, 107 in central Kansas, 103 in the northeast part of the state. Partly cloudy today with a high temperature 105 to 110 in southwestern Kansas, 106 in the south central part of the state, and in southeastern Kansas, sunny and hot today with a high 101, partly cloudy 78 tonight and 98 likely on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we're seeing a mixed market as far as what we start the week off with. Beef and pork both trended a little bit higher on Friday, but we'll wait and see. Still not a lot of weakness. Worries have faded as far as the pork market is concerned. Box beef trade, maybe a little tiny rebound after a mostly lower trade from this past week. 188 as far as the over trade last week, feedlots, Southern Plains. Not a good start to the week as far as the grain market. Wheat futures down 15 cents, 15 to 16 cents. Corn futures down 6 to 7. And soybean futures down 17 to 18 cents. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.